Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
K-Frog family, we are live backstage. We have Tennille Towns with us, who is dressed for festival season. Loving this.
Thanks.
What goes into getting ready for a festival versus a concert? Is it different?
Well, it's outdoors, so like some sunglasses are involved usually. And then like things that just feel fun to run around in outside, you know? But yeah, I love getting to put on. It's like a uniform. It's like, okay, let's go out and do the thing, you know?
Do you consult people about what to wear?
I'm sending pictures. Like, is this look all right? I'm so not the fashion person by any means, but I know what I like to, like, feel confident in, you know? Yeah.
But you'll make the final.
I will. But I do. I'm like, how's this look?
Is it cool to be playing today where it's almost like a reunion, you getting back with Miranda? I mean, you used to go out on tour with her. Do you still keep in touch with the people?
She is incredible. She's the first person who ever brought me out on the road. And so, like, the first tour with her, I went with just my acoustic guitar and played, like, 20 minutes or 15 minutes and had she just took the best care of me. Her whole team was amazing. They've been so wonderful. They, like, were all watching side stage, which was so sweet.
Aww.
And I can't wait to see Miranda later. And I'm so pumped to get to see her show. She's been really such a mentor and kind friend the whole time.
Who is someone that you haven't toured with that you'd absolutely love to tour with?
Let's see. Okay. So I've gotten to do a couple shows in Vegas with Keith Urban, which was really cool. And I got to do All for the Hall, but I haven't done like a run of dates, you know? But I love him. Also Eric Church. I'm such a fan. So
what has been the biggest thing that you've learned as an artist going out with these bigger artists? Like, oh, I'm going to do that.
Literally every time we go out, I just like put something else in my pocket. Like everyone's got such a different entertainment style and different things to learn from the show. Also just different things to learn from the culture backstage of like the atmosphere that you create touring on the road. Like, okay, Reba is like the queen. Like we got there and she had this handwritten note on the table, like welcome to the tour and this beautiful gift. And she set aside a time to say hi to her and get a picture, which I was like so excited for. It was so cool. And she was wonderful. So I feel like all of them have just like set the bar in different ways. Dierks Bentley is like one of the hardest working people ever. He's constantly just like doing a million things, opening for himself. And then,
right?
It's like he's so awesome. And Brothers Osborne, we had a blast out with them. And they never give up on a crowd. They're always just like digging in the best way. And they're so fun and enthusiastic to watch on stage. So I've learned so much from everyone we've gotten to open for.
So like an hour before a show, yeah. Like Stagecoach.
Yeah.
What's going through your mind? How do you feel? How does your body feel?
Okay. Usually nervous, trying to like, make sure that the outfit's working. And then
the outfit's good.
Once I get past that, I'm good to go. But putting some curls in the hair. And then the band and I usually like have like a little huddle and we do a silly little chant and then we high five and yeah, we try to like dance it out usually, put on like a little Bluetooth speaker and just like move the body around.
What's the go-to song?
We always listen to some Bruno Mars right before. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, Chunky is the jam that we usually have right before go time.
What is your favorite thing to do when you're not performing? I know you probably have very little downtime, but if you get a moment that's just a you day.
I mean, I love to be on the road. It's definitely my favorite place to be, and I kind of get a little stir crazy when I'm not. But hanging with my dog is awesome. I have this little terrier mix of some kind, and his name's Sam, and he's just the best. He's the absolute best. So.
And Sam just had a birthday, right?
He did, yeah. Yeah, he's 4 now. He's getting old, but he's just like this sweet, sensitive little dog that follows me everywhere, is scared of everything, and he's just my bud. It's awesome.
I saw that you did a post for his birthday, and yeah. I was like, okay, she's got to be a doggy lover. We had this conversation not too long ago, and I say, if you love your dog has a middle name. Please tell me Sam has a middle name.
I'm so sorry to let you down. No! I'm like, yes! I'm so sorry to I let gotta you win. Down.
I thought she
Listen,
was crazy.
Now
Thank
I
you.
Might need to get one middle name for him. But
no, you
like,
don't.
Before the fifth birthday, Sam needs a middle name.
Give me
Sam
my moment.
Sam does not have a middle name. Dang it. It's just Sam. It's just Sam. Sam I am. Yeah.
No, yeah, he's you like love Cher. Him the same.
He's a one name guy. Yep.
I'm weirdly fascinated by tour buses. Do you ever get bored of them, or are they just cool all the time?
So we're still rocking a van. So we hit the road in the van, or like a bandwagon. So the bus is on the vision board. We're
but,
like,
but you've still got your friends and stuff in yeah, there. Is yeah. it still just
it's,
rocking out in there?
It's not boring to me at all, because they are smooth sailing. They're like so much smoother than our popcorn van. But no, I mean, I do not get bored of any element of the road. Like, it's healthy to go home. It's good for my creative state. I'm an introvert, and I really love to like be able to like focus on the creative aspect in the quiet at home. So that's necessary, but it's really fun to be on the road and never boring.
What are your 3 travel must-haves?
Let's see.
I like that.
Okay. Well, I've always got like my journal, you know, and the guitar, so I can write at any point that makes sense. I have like this really awesome travel pillow that comes in handy, because sometimes you just need a nap. Sometimes you're on a plane and I always pick the window and it's like, you know what? I'm just going to get 20 minutes. And so you just put this little pillow thing, or if you're freezing cold on the plane, it just transforms into a blanket and it's great.
Perfect.
So that's a go-to. And then probably a Nerf football. So that when we're like parked at the gas stations, my catching game has improved so dramatically. since we started carrying this around, but yeah, if we're waiting on the gas, you know, we're
you just throw like, the football.
Oh yeah, if we're anywhere near a station where we're fueling up, we're probably tossing a Nerf.
Do you have a go-to road snack?
Go-to road snack. I mean, not really.
You're not a fatty like me.
Whatever. No, I'm just like, we usually go pizza. Like after show, like we'll like that's our favorite jam is probably pizza. We don't necessarily, we always stop and get food somewhere. We don't do well at packing snacks with us, honestly. We should probably do better at that. But I like, you know, hummus and grapes. I'm annoyingly gluten-free, so I'm always on the hunt for those kind of things. And yeah.
Too healthy for the road snacks.
Yeah. Or I just throw it all out the window and get, you know, some Chick-fil-A, and that's always good too. So yeah.
Thank you so much for stopping by. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. You guys, good to see you.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.